These days, we all need to save money where we can. As your car gets older, it will have mechanical problems. Don't get caught with a $2,000 or even $5,000 repair bill. If your factory warranty is about to expire, or you have no warranty coverage at all, an extended vehicle protection plan can save you thousands. We pay for 100% of your covered repairs, and we pay the dealer or your preferred mechanic directly for you. No more hassle with reimbursements. The number to call is 800-837-7554. There is no one-size-fits-all to vehicle protection plans. At A-Plus Auto Protection, we work with BVB-rated providers to offer a full menu of plans ranging from platinum coverage to basic plans that cover the most costly engine and transmission repairs. We do the comparison shopping for you, so you save money with all our discounts. For a limited time, also receive roadside assistance, towing, and rentals, but you must call now. Call 800-837-7554. 800-837-7554. 800-837-7554.
At all plans available in all states for all vehicles.
Listeners, here's a simple way to earn quit your job money from home. IncomeAtHome34.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs, and we're both at home full-time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome34.com. That's IncomeAtHome34.com.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie. And my show, The Unsolicited Opinion, can be heard here on AM 1360 WNJC every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me because I'm going to be redistributing the truth one word at a time on The Unsolicited Opinion here on WNJC
1360. People who say that if you debate and you disagree with this administration, somehow you're not patriotic, and we should stand up and say we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie and welcome to The Unsolicited Opinion. How you doing tonight? Is everybody getting ready for Christmas? After all, this is the season to be jolly, and this is the season to celebrate Christ's birth. It is the purpose of Christmas, isn't it? Isn't that the whole idea behind it? Despite what all the political correctness rhetoric is, where you can't mention Christ, Jesus Christ, can't say that, that's now illegal, can't tell the truth, whatever you do out there, people, don't tell the truth, because the truth police will be after you. Listen, everybody who's been listening on a consistent basis, you know that I have been having guests on for about the last 2 months now who have been talking about United Nations Agenda 21, which is also known as Sustainable Development, and that isn't going to change tonight. Tonight I am going to be bringing on a guest. Her name is Rosa Corey, and I'm hoping I'm pronouncing her last name correctly. I'm sure when she gets on the air with us, she'll be able to correct me. She is out of Santa Rosa, California, and she is one of the founders of Democrats Against UN Agenda 21 and also the Santa Rosa Neighborhood Coalition. And she has been very active in fighting UN Agenda 21, Sustainable Development, out in the Santa Rosa neck of the woods. And I have to tell you, one of the things that is so significant that people need to really take note of is the fact that Rosa happens to be a registered Democrat, and she happens to be on the left, and she happens to be from that side of the aisle, because so many people always try to claim that people who are opposed to what big government is all about and what these global elitists are up to must only be people on the right, and that's absolutely incorrect. It is not just people on the right. It is people who become aware of it. It doesn't matter where you hail from. Once you become aware of what United Nations Agenda 21, Sustainable Development, really is about, then it doesn't matter where you come from. Your goal becomes stopping this absolute assault on your freedom. So You know, for those of you who are just tuning into my show, of course, I always give up my website. It is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. You can contact me there. Podcasts of my shows are always up on the site not too long after the show is over, plus links to all of my guests' websites as well. And there is a tab on my website entitled Dark Future, and that has all kinds of good information on it. So for those of you who are listening, I suggest going to my website, theunsolicitedopinion.com, check out the tab entitled Dark Future, and go to some of those websites on there, because you really need to become as informed as you can possibly become as to what is happening around you, because it's not happening on the 6 o'clock news. It's not happening reading the Philadelphia Inquirer, or the Boston Herald, or any of the other newspapers, the Washington Post, or any of the others. You're not getting the truth. You really need to seek it out, because it isn't going to be coming to you. You have to go to it. So the only way you're going to become informed nowadays is by looking at multiple sources and really paying attention and doing research and reading books and finding out what the facts are, because that is not what you've been told in school, and it's not what Katie Couric is spewing every night at 6 o'clock, or whomever it is you choose to watch at 6 o'clock. You're not getting it from the mainstream media. It isn't going to happen. So you need to really you have to take the time, you have to put the effort in to find out what's happening around you, because this is not what you think it is at all. What is being done here in this country with sustainable development, it's going on all over the world, but what's being done here in this country will blow your mind once you understand it. Sustainable development is truly about economic, environmental, and social justice, redistributing the wealth. It isn't about bringing third world countries up to the status of the United States. It is truly about global control, a one world government. It is about decreasing our standard of living down to meet the third world standards. And you must recognize that this is happening around you. So we are going to go to break, and then when we come back, we will bring my guest on, Rosa Khoury. And I'm hoping, again, I pronounce her name correctly, but for some reason, I think I'm really massacring it. We will be back in about a minute and a half, so hang on, everybody. You are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion, and my name is Maggie.
These days, we all need to save money where we can. As your car gets older, it will have mechanical problems. Don't get caught with a $2,000 or even $5,000 repair bill. If your factory warranty is about to expire, or you have no warranty coverage at all, an extended vehicle protection plan can save you thousands. We pay for 100% of your repairs, and we pay the dealer or your preferred mechanic directly for you. No more hassle with reimbursements. The number to call is 800-837-7554. There is no one-size-fits-all to vehicle protection plans. At A-Plus Auto Protection, we work with BVB-rated providers to offer a full menu of plans ranging from platinum coverage to basic plans that cover the most costly engine and transmission repairs. We do the comparison shopping for you, so you save money with our discounts. For a limited time, also receive roadside assistance, towing, and rentals, but you must call now. Call 800-837-7554. 800-837-7554. 800-837-7554.
At all plans available in all states for all vehicles.
When you're down and troubled, and you need some love and care, and nothing is going.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion, and I am pleased to welcome my guest, Rosa Khoury, and she corrected me while we were on break so that I wouldn't massacre her last name. Rosa is one of the founders of Democrats Against UN Agenda 21, as well as the Santa Rosa Neighborhood Coalition. She has been active in the Santa Rosa area of California fighting United Nations Agenda 21, which is also known as Sustainable Development, which you... Once you hear the truth and the facts about what this is, you need to get into the fight as well, because this is not a fight that's going to be won just by a few handfuls of individuals around the country. Everybody needs to get on board with this one. So, Rosa, welcome to The Unsolicited Opinion.
Thanks, Maggie. I'm glad to be here.
So tell me, you when we spoke this afternoon, you mentioned a victory you had last night in California. So let's do a little bit on your background and tell us about the good news before we get into all the bad stuff.
Okay, I'd be happy to do that. First of all, I want to say that if you can hear my voice, you're being impacted by the United Nations Agenda 21 Sustainable Development Plan. And no matter how large or small your town, and no matter how remote, no matter how independent you believe yourself to be, this plan is affecting you right now. And so that's why I'm here, to help you see it, identify it, recognize it from the big picture right down into your living room. Because if you can't recognize it, you can't resist it. And we did have a win last night, and I'll tell you about that in a minute. I'm a liberal-identified Democrat. I've been a Democrat all my life. This issue is not a left-right issue. This is an issue for all Americans, for all people in the world. One of the things that we're seriously concerned about is that the United Nations has declared in 1992 at the Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro that the affluence of Americans is a major world problem that has to be corrected, and that Americans' standard of living needs to be reduced, that control of land use, that movement off of rural lands and into the cities has to happen, restrictions on water use, on energy, on personal mobility, transportation, food production, and our freedoms and liberties has to be imposed upon us. And this is happening, and that's, this is, sounds kind of a science fiction-y thing, and that's why I'm here, because I want to help people see that it is happening right now in your town, and you need to be able to recognize it, because it goes by many different names, and there are many different programs. So if you recognize it, then you can break it down and see that it is happening right now.
Well,
I thought I'd mention also, I've been politically active for many years. I'm pro-choice, pro-gay rights. I'm a lesbian. I've been anti-war issues. So I want people to know that this is not just a something that only people who are more Republican or right identified would recognize. Although I'm hoping that more people who are on the left who identify as progressive will begin to wake up to what's going on.
Well, you know, some of the terms that people need to be aware of, Rosa, which you and I are, but I'm just going to name them anyway, some of the code words that people will hear to give them some indication that this is going on around them are free trade, social justice, consensus, global truth, partnerships, preservation, stakeholders, land use, environmental protection, development, diversity, visioning, open space, heritage, comprehensive planning, critical thinking. Those are all different terms that they use to describe functions of this sustainable development movement, and it is all, those are all indicators of what they're up to. When you hear those words, they mean sustainable development is alive and well and happening in your town.
That's exactly right, Maggie. That's exactly right. The way that it works is, we can take it from a macro, sort of the large overarching issue down right down to the local level, because that is how that it's designed. It was designed by the United Nations in 92 to create very specific land use policies that were to be implemented in every nation, state, and city. And it was signed on to by 179 nations, including George H.W. Bush, and Clinton established the Presidential Council on Sustainable Development in 1992. And that helped to create a lot of non-governmental organizations, including ICLEI, which I know other people have talked about this on your show. That's the International Council on Local Environmental Initiatives. And they're tasked with carrying out the goals of the United Nations Agenda 21. And my town, Santa Rosa, California, which is about an hour north of San Francisco, is a member of ICLEI, as are 600 cities and counties in the United States. And even if your town is not a member, it's still very, it's still influenced seriously by this.
And well, I can tell you, Rosa, people in Philadelphia, Philadelphia is a nickel city.
Mm-hmm.
And the mayor is big on board to sustainable development. Major, mm-hmm. major player in the game.
Yeah, they're actually, there's a mandate. They're required to sign on to this and to change their general plans and their land use agreements to conform to what the United Nations Agenda 21 is telling them to do. So that's why you're seeing conservation easements, you're seeing restrictions on your water use, on your land use, transportation corridors. People are seeing condos springing up in the centers of their towns where there's no demand for them. And this is because redevelopment funds are being used to redistribute your tax dollars, your property tax dollars, and starve your general plans. And so, your general funds. So that's why you can't pay your police and fire, you can't pay for your parks and your hospitals and your road maintenance, because so much of the property tax is being diverted into redevelopment areas. And so many of our cities are being declared blighted by the redevelopment areas so that they can siphon off this money and starve their general funds.
Well, you know, for people who are listening, because there's people who listen online, and of course they're all over, but for people in the Philadelphia area who are hearing this on the AM radio here in the Philadelphia area, you know, Camden, the city of Camden, is laying off, I don't know, a couple hundred of their police in one of the worst cities in the country, and they have, in the last, just one of the articles that I look for to do a little research on how much money has been spent on open space preservation in Camden County, which, of course, in this one particular article that I looked at, which was the only one, almost $41 million in the last 10 years or so they were spending on open space preservation, and that's all I know of so far. I mean, that's just the tip of the iceberg. I'm sure there's more money that was spent. That was just one article that I found related to that. And in Philadelphia in the last 5 years, now they have roving brownouts in the fire department in Philadelphia of closing down firehouses every, you know, that's just going throughout the city, circulating around. And in the last 5 years, Philadelphia has devoted $275 million to open space preservation. And so that's where the funds are going to. For people mm-hmm. who are in this area who are listening to the show, your money is being diverted away from necessities to keep you safe, firemen and policemen, to buying up dirt, which eventually you're not even going to be able to step on.
That's right. And see, that is such a good point, because one of the major things that people need to recognize is that up until fairly recently, I considered myself an environmentalist. I recycle, I reuse, I am not against energy conservation. This isn't about this. That's the green pill. There's a green candy coating on this, and a lot of people are confused about it. People who don't look deeply into it are waylaid by the rhetoric. But what's happening is, of course, you want to conserve some of your natural and wild lands. That's a laudable thing. But what's happening is that people, farmers who have, I live in a very a wonderful rural area that is the source of a huge amount of food here in California, but the farmers are being restricted on their water use. They're being forced to sell conservation easements over their land, and they're not allowed to split their properties among their family members. So within a few years, the taxes drive them off the land, and there's no food production locally.
Well,
and
you know,
so we're becoming more dependent on food coming from elsewhere because our rural lands are being closed to us.
Yeah, they're denying us the use of our own heritage. This is our heritage. This land belongs to the American people, and we are being denied the right to use our property as we see fit. And, you know, let's talk about what you were telling me when we were speaking the other day about Sonoma County talking about how they were going to only be maintaining 150 miles of the county roads out of 1,384 miles. They are only going to be paving 150 miles. So what does it do to all the people who live on the other, 1,200 miles or 1,220 miles of roadways? Well, it's going to make it awfully difficult to go down those roads. Eventually the roads are going to crumble and they'll be impassable, won't they?
That is exactly right. So what's happening is that there's a push for people to get off of the land, to come into the cities, to get out of the suburbs into the cities, to get out of their private homes into condos, to get out of their private cars onto bicycles. Am I against riding your bike? No. But what's happening is that our mobility is being restricted, our ability to be independent, to have privacy, to live on our land as we wish to without hurting anyone. Water monitoring, water well monitoring is going to make it so that you're not able to use the water under your own land to grow food or to, to take care of yourself and your family. And if your roads are not paved out to your property, you won't be able to reach it. And within a short time, you won't be able to sell your property, and you will be forced out of the rural areas and into the cities. And that is the part of the United Nations Agenda 21 plan.
Yeah. What they plan on doing, for everybody who's listening, their game plan is they want to convert 50%, at a minimum, 50% of the lands in this country, they want to convert them back to what they call the wild lands. And on those wild lands, there will be no human activity allowed. And around that 50% land mass will be a 10% buffer zone, which is called the buffer zone. And on that 10%, there will be limited human activity, like a professor from a college can go study a plant or something, but it isn't going to be me and you walking on that 10% buffer zone that surrounds the 50% wildlands project. Their goal is to have that land mass go back to what it was like when Christopher Columbus stepped foot on this continent. And for those of you who don't remember the date, it was like, 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. I remember that's a mnemonic I learned when I was a kid. So this is what's happening, and there is a concerted effort being made, and you are being hustled with the green movement, save the trees, hug the trees, you're killing the birds, you're killing Bambi, and that is all a hustle. There's more Bambi now than there was 50 years ago.
I think what people, first of all, if you're just sitting there listening, I can't imagine if you haven't heard about this, you're probably thinking, well, this sounds like some ridiculous science fiction.
Yeah, what kind of drugs are they doing on their radio show, right?
Sure. But let me just say that what I do for a living is I'm a forensic real estate appraiser. I'm a commercial real estate appraiser here in Northern California. I have been for 30 years. I'm an expert witness, and my specialty is eminent domain valuation, and I testify. And for me, if I can't prove it, if I don't have the facts, I'm not going to say anything. And my journey to finding all of this out began, of course, through analyzing land use and trying to value property and seeing that people literally had no value left in their properties and that it was impossible to determine what the value could be in their properties when they were subjected to these kind of general plans that don't actually permit them to do anything with their property. So my work in analyzing these issues helped me to determine where the source for all of this was, and that's why I'm talking about this now, because I'm not saying anything that I can't prove. And I'd like to encourage people to take a look at my website and others, it's Democrats Against UN Agenda 21, the number 21.com. That website has a lot of great information on it. And then my other website, which is a local website, which talks about how you in your community can recognize UN Agenda 21 and how you can fight it there. And that is Santa Rosa Neighborhood Coalition.com. And these are great sites. They're great source sites. And there are many, many source sites on the Internet for this information.
Listen, everybody, hang on. We are going to go to a break, and then we will be back. We are speaking with Rosa Corey, and she is one of the founders of Democrats Against UN Agenda 21 and the Santa Rosa Neighborhood Coalition. She is an active, aggressive fighter against UN Agenda 21 out in the Santa Rosa, California area of the country. Hang on, everybody. We are going to break, and we will be back in about a minute or so.
Listeners, here's a simple way to earn quit your job money from home. Income at Home 34.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home.
I have to tell
tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs, and we're both at home full-time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit incomeathome34.com. That's incomeathome34.com.
These days, we all need to save money where we can. As your car gets older, it will have mechanical problems. Don't get caught with a $2,000 or even $5,000 repair bill. If your factory warranty is about to expire, or you have no warranty coverage at all, an extended vehicle protection plan can save you thousands. We pay for 100% of your covered repairs, and we pay the dealer or your preferred mechanic directly for you. No more hassle with reimbursements. The number to call is 800-837-7554. There is no one-size-fits-all to vehicle protection plans. At A-Plus Auto Protection, we work with BBB-rated providers to offer a full menu of plans ranging from platinum coverage to basic plans that cover the most costly engine and transmission repairs. We do the comparison shopping for you, so you save money with all our discounts. For a limited time, also receive roadside assistance, towing, and rentals, but you must call now. Call 800-837-7554. 800-837-7554. 800-837-7554.
And all plans available in all states for all vehicles.
So far away, doesn't anybody stay in one place anymore? It would be so fine to see your face at my door. Doesn't help to know you're just time away. Long ago.
Hey everybody, this is Meg and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And of course, as always, podcasts of my show are up on my website, theunsolicitedopinion.com, as well as links to all of my guests' websites. And I wanted to mention a sponsor of this show that I've had for the last few weeks, and that is the website called Digger's Realm. And listen, we're all into this whole Dream Act, what's going on, and Digger's Realm has been a website that has been following illegal immigration in this country for about the past 8 years. So if you really want the inside scoop on what's going on and not the hustle that you're being told on the 6 o'clock news, then go to diggersrealm.com and check it out. He has great articles, great information. He does great research, so please check out diggersrealm.com. And tonight I am speaking with Rosa Khoury, who is from the group that she helped found, Democrats Against United Nations Agenda 21 and the Santa Rosa Neighborhood Coalition. Welcome back, Rosa.
Thank you.
So when we were off on break, you were talking about some of the different terms that would be great identifiers so that people could hear them, and then it'll click that, hey, I know what smart growth means now.
Mm-hmm. Right. Smart growth is, you know, first of all, I say be suspicious of anything that has smart in front of it. That's your first one, okay? Because then if you don't like it, then what are you, dumb? So they kind of own the rhetoric now, and we need to start taking it back. And by the way, I do want to say that now is a great time because the economy is down and they don't have the funds for the things they want to do to us. So this is the time for you to get up to speed, because once they get that money, it's a slam dunk. And so we need to get on it right away. So obviously green building, high density urban development, transit corridors, smart growth, smart meters, low-income housing subsidies, redevelopment, bicycle coalitions, complete streets, new urbanism, asset-based community development, and I can't wait to talk about that. So you might say, well, what the heck's wrong with bike coalitions? I'm in a bike coalition. I ride my bike. I love to ride my bike. Well, surprise, bike coalitions have morphed into these incredible lobbyist advocacy groups that actually lobby for redevelopment, for the demolition of our central cities and redesign and rebuilding of towns. So people who own those properties are being having their properties declared blighted, and then other people are identifying those properties as properties that they would like to own and control. And the Bicycle Coalition are the shock troops for that and are the front groups for that, and they are pressure groups. And a lot of people tend to be unsophisticated, and they're being used.
Well, you know, it's funny because I have mentioned this before. There's a bridge that they just rebuilt in Philadelphia that's the South Street Bridge. And it took them almost 2 years to rebuild this bridge. And as I read the article in the Philadelphia newspaper talking about, oh, they were so thrilled the bridge was finally completed, well, they had a big argument with the engineers of the bridge because, of course, they wanted to put a turning lane in so that it would be easy for people in cars to be able to get on and off this and get onto the little kind of freeway that goes right underneath the South Street Bridge. And, of course, the bicyclists and the green people won out in this deal, and they put in what I believe, if I recall the number correctly, it's a 16-foot wide space so that pedestrians and bicyclists could just freely sashay down this bridge, and that the cars, there's no turning lane, so that the cars, it'll be more difficult. And, of course, that's the intention. They want to make it so miserable for you to be in your car that you're just going to say, I'm giving up on this. I'm just going to take the bus or take the train.
Right. The plan is to force people out of their private cars. In fact, here in this town, there's a proposal to, this is a town of 170,000 people, there's a proposal to put a bicycle bridge across the freeway. It would be a $20 million expense to put this bridge across. There is actually an undercrossing there, and but, you know, bicyclists don't want to stop at a stop sign. It's just sort of the candy coating for the pill, for the green pill. And so what people what's happening with the transportation thing is the plan is to construct buildings that do not have parking, to put them close to transit stations so that you have no excuse for having a single car of your own, and for controlling your mobility so that you're unable to travel without being looked at. You're not going to have the privacy of traveling in your personal vehicle. You won't have the mobility of going where you wish to go. Your mobility will be restricted to just certain routes. And that's part of the Wildlands Project, which does seem like something out of science fiction, but there is proof for this, and the plans are in place. And part of them are, you know, part of how it's going to be implemented is by keeping people off of the rural properties, removing them from the rural lands and bringing them into the cities.
Well, you know, just a couple things that come to mind, and I've said this before on the show, but, you know, my focus, Rosa, honestly, is to keep hammering sustainable development and wake up one person to show, I don't care, that's one more person that we had who woke up to this plan for our global enslavement if it is truly not stopped. But you can look at the Delta Smelt in the San Joaquin Valley in California, where they shut off the water to an area, the breadbasket of this country, where 60% of the tomatoes that are consumed in this country are grown in the San Joaquin Valley, and the area that they are denying water to is an area the size of Rhode Island. And that water is being diverted out to and dumped into the ocean. It's not even being diverted down to L.A. or one of the other cities. I mean, it's absolutely ludicrous. How about 15 years ago, there were 1 million ranches in this country. Now, today, 15 short years later, there are less than 500,000 because they've made it so difficult for ranchers to graze their cattle. You got to save the prairie grass. You got to save the prairie dog. Your cattle can't go within 300 feet of the river or creek that runs through your own property. You can't water your cattle. If you can't use your land, nobody is Ted Turner other than Ted Turner, so very few of us have billions of dollars that we can just throw around and buy up a state like Montana and then say we're not going to do anything with it. We can't afford to keep land. We can't make money off of it. It just doesn't work that way in the real world for those of us who are struggling to make a buck.
That's true. And with that's one thing that conservation easements do is, of course, you know, people, especially if you're liberal identified and you think that's a cool thing, conservation easement, but what happens is that you're actually, there's a whole layer of regulation on top of you. If you're a rancher or you're a farmer and you have a conservation easement over your property, you actually are not able to use your land freely, and you can be fined for, parking a farm truck on your property or for moving cattle across your property in a location that's not sanctioned by whoever it is who owns that conservation easement across your property. So what's happening is that this is a whole life plan. The Agenda 21 is a whole life plan, and it involves the education system, the energy market, the transportation system, the government system, the governmental system, the healthcare system, food production. And the plan is to restrict your choices, to limit your funds, to narrow your freedoms, and take away your voice. And by one of the ways they do it is by using the Delphi technique to manufacture consensus. They go into your neighborhood groups, your small town local councils, and these are people who are trained, they're facilitators. They go to neighborhood boards. They're in your PTA, on your school board. These are people who learn how to handle the community and actually manufacture consensus so that without you knowing it, without you being aware of it, your voice is being silenced.
Yeah, they're manipulating the people. If you were to go to a school board meeting, there's people in there who are trained to identify the people in the audience who are opposed to what the school board is doing, mm-hmm. and so they're going to manipulate emotions, and they're going to make you out, if whatever your position is, if it's opposite of what they want it to be, they are going to manipulate the crowd and make it look like what your idea is just so far-fetched, it's absolutely ridiculous, you're an idiot, you shouldn't be speaking at all anymore, and they will manipulate the group to think that, okay, even though you sitting there silently hearing the next guy say, well, I agree with that person, somehow then when they marginalize that person, then you're sitting there thinking, well, gee, maybe what I'm thinking is wrong, even though I agreed with that person. Mm-hmm. What the facilitator is saying, even though they're not going to identify themselves as the facilitator, even though I disagree with them, I better go along to get along. Okay, I'll go along.
And that is the Delphi technique. And if you go to a visioning meeting and you're separated into tables and you have one person speaking for the table or whatever, and there you go, you're in a Delphi meeting. And these are meetings, they'll Delphi you on a one-to-one basis as well. It's not just in a meeting. You can be Delphied, which means you're going to be sidelined, maligned, attacked. You'll be ridiculed. Whatever they need to do to make it so that your voice isn't heard and your point of view is not heard, and so that their end plan is already written before you walk into that room. But they need the illusion of community buy-in. That's very important right now. They're giving you the illusion that you have a voice while they're taking your voice away.
Exactly. It's like the Wizard of Oz. You think that there's somebody behind the curtain, and the questions are already canned questions. You know, it's not like you have questions to ask. Well, they've already decided, well, these are the questions that the people have decided upon. And no one asked you what your question was. They're only going to have five questions, and these are the five questions we've decided upon. Of course, the game is rigged
right, to
drive you in a certain direction.
Well, our website, both of our websites have information on how to deal with the Delphi technique and how to handle that. And something that you'll see, the reason this is so important, I want to keep going back to, you know, trying to, you know, bring it all together. Part of what's going on is that out of non-governmental organizations, neighborhood groups, small groups, organizations that are not elected are making policy now. This goes against the United States Constitution. You are not able to do a Freedom of Information Act request on a private group. If they're making policy for your community, you are not able to get that information. And what's happening now is that these small groups, these special interest groups are joined together to influence and change policy in your local community, and you are being impacted by that. Then they groom and train future candidates for local offices so that from those groups, you end up having people who are being elected into office who are legislating Agenda 21.
Well, you know, let's take another break real quick, Rose, and then when we come back, I want to talk about that, because here in Montgomery County, where I live outside of Philadelphia, the Montgomery County Commissioners, of which there are three, just voted about a month ago to create a 9-member transportation authority, which will have eminent domain authority, and of course, they're not accountable to the commissioners who created them. Just absolutely bizarre. But anyway, listen, everybody, we are going to go to break, and we will be right back. You are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion, and my name is Maggie. Hang on, everybody. We'll be back in about a minute or so.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now at 800-221-9442 and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishments, and collections. We won't waste a minute helping you with your tax problems. We'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. We've settled millions of dollars of tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-221-9442. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-221-9442. That's 800-221-9442. Again, 800-221-9442.
Stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time. There's something wrong here, there can be no denying. One of us is changing, or maybe we just stopped trying.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And as always, go to my website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Podcasts of my show with my great guests, as well as their websites, are always up and linked, so you need to go to their websites. You need to go and see what kind of information they have there for you. Everybody that I bring on, they're really smart cookies, and they have a lot of information for you, and you need to be like a sponge. Now's the time to suck it all in, because you need to be on your toes. You need to be armed with information. We are speaking tonight with Rose Akhouri, and she is from the websites. She is a co-founder of them, I should say, of Democrats Against UN Agenda 21.com and Santa Rosa Neighborhood Coalition.com. And Rose, we are back, and when we were on break, we were talking about regionalism.
Yeah, regionalism. And that's, you know, first of all, I'd like to say that, you know, of course, when I started researching UN Agenda 21 on the Internet, and I said, gee, do you have to be, you know, kind of right identified to be able to, you know, to relate to this stuff? It, you know, that's kind of strange. And I, you know, I was looking at things and trying to, you know, connect with other people who were, you know, more left, you know, and this is not a left-right issue. And I think that's what's real important, is that people aren't, you know, people don't quite get that. But, you know, when you're, I'm just as patriotic as anybody else. And we have a constitution in place that protects us. And we want to protect that constitution and our Bill of Rights. And regionalism is something that is not, our government is not designed for regionalism. And regionalism is something that you are seeing more and more with United Nations Agenda 21. They are blurring and destroying the lines between nations, between states, between cities and counties, and they are creating these regions. And regionalism, what happens with regionalism is you don't know who's accountable. You cannot find who it is that you need to go to stop whatever it is that's happening. So when you have like a transportation authority that is a regional transportation authority that is dictating how your transportation decisions are going to be made, and by the way, none of that, when you have transportation decisions being made, those are land use plan decisions, which have to do with population growth, they have to do with population movement, with what's going to be built in your community and where it's going to be built, urban growth boundaries, where they're going to be, and that by the way, urban growth boundaries will dictate how much of your surrounding area can be built on. So if you own a piece of land that's just outside of that urban growth boundary, you can't build anything on it. So the regionalism thing is something that has just really gotten worse and worse, and they're not accountable to the communities. You can't have those people, they're not elected, so you can't get them out of office.
Well, you know, one of the things that I had picked up on, but this was before I connected it with UN Agenda 21, that in this area where I used to grow up, there was this lawyer who was going around the county, and he was talking to all the towns and the villages, and he was trying to convince the towns that they should, if they had, say, five town council members, that they should decrease down to, say, three, and he was trying to talk the villages into dismantling entirely. And I knew he was up to something. I didn't know it was Agenda 21, but I was calling around to different towns and villages in that county saying, listen, I have this much information, something going on here, there's more to this than meets the eye. Don't buy into what he's telling you, because he was hustling the people and telling them, oh, you'll save a buck a month in taxes or something like that. You know, you're spending this much in taxes and you're not getting your money's worth. Better just get rid of the village. What he was doing was trying to eliminate, in this document we found, they referred to these little towns and villages as little voices, and they wanted to be able to have the big boxes control what was going on, the big voices to be able to subjugate the little voices, and the way to do that was to eliminate the little voices that would have the veto power to stand in their way of their agenda. So Who's ever listening, if you know this kind of stuff is going on in your town, this is UN Agenda 21, and you need to fight that.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. What happens is that they begin to blur those lines so that people are unable to actually take control and have a voice in what's happening. But part of the flip side of it is that they'll say that they're giving you a voice, but as we had just talked about, many of the people who are supposedly speaking for you, and a lot of times you won't know that those people are paid lobbyists. I encourage people to go to my website, that's DemocratsAgainstUNAgenda.com, UNAgenda21.com, and look at the page, What Can I Do? Because that's going to help. You'll be able to figure out what you can do when you look at that. It's one of the ways to see. Because what you need to do is identify who these people are. Anybody who's running any group in your town, you need to Google them and see who they are. A lot of times they are paid lobbyists, and they're manipulating your council. They'll this carpetbagger guy you just mentioned who blew into town and decided that you should be dismantling your town council. You need to research these people and see who they are. And we stand up and say, hey, I know who you are, and we want you out of here.
Well, you know, one of the selling points that he offered was he was the son of the town. And he, you know, his family went way back in politics, back to JFK's time and that stuff. And so, you know, everybody knew who he was. He was a son of the town. He was a son of the county, you know. Mm-hmm. So that carried some weight with it. And, of course, the people who were pushing this agenda, they thought that would be a very persuasive. He would be a persuasive arguer in terms in pushing this agenda. You know,
so
everybody knew him. How could he be lying to you? We know him. We knew him when he was a kid.
Mm-hmm. That's right. These groups, they'll sponsor non-governmental groups that go into schools and train your children.
Wow.
And if that's not a scary thing, I don't know what is.
Yeah.
They offer grants and funding for programs that further their agenda. And part of what's going on now with our lousy economy is that cities and counties and states are starved for funds, so they're looking for grants. Can you believe that? Your own community is out there looking for grants. They're looking for public-private partnerships. And what those are these sort of animals, they're chimeras, they're monsters that can't be controlled because they're actually using private influence to influence your government to benefit or profit private individuals, and that does not benefit the community necessarily, and you have no control over it.
Well, all you have to do when you think of public-private partnership, you can think of Mussolini and fascism, because that's exactly what that is, that the government and the private corporations partnered together to, what did they say, he made the trains run on time? So
I think it was Hitler that made the trains run on time.
Was it? Neither one of them were any good, don't we know that?
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, and I mean, if you're just going to call it out, this sure looks like fascism to me. And I have a degree from UCLA. I'm an educated person. I testify in court. This, I'm not going to be saying anything that I don't have proof for, but I encourage everyone who's listening to not take my word for it. You need to do this research yourself, too. And there's a lot of information out there, and if you're not alarmed, I'm sorry to say that you really need to be. No one's going to rescue you, and there's no hero out there. You better look in the mirror and stand up and say, I can take this on, and I'm going to.
Yeah, everybody, you need to save yourself in this game. If you hear our voices and you recognize what we're telling you, makes sense, you knew something was wrong, but you couldn't put your finger on exactly what that was. Well, we're telling you what it is that you've been, had a suspicion, or, you know, there was the hair was crawling on the back of your neck, and you were thinking, man, something isn't right with this picture. I just can't sniff it out. What you have stumbled on is the United Nations Agenda 21, Sustainable Development. It is all over the place. There isn't a county in this country that is not affected by it. You may not have ever heard these terms, or if you had, they meant nothing in and of themselves. Smart growth, you know, what's that mean? Sustainable development, what's that mean? Visioning, what's that mean? You know, comprehensive planning, what's that mean? In and of themselves, you don't connect the dots, but we're connecting the dots for you. There is a huge picture being created here, and this picture is a dark, dark future. There is no future for us if we don't stop it.
Part of what's happening with our economic downturn, and if I may say so, it's a total depression, is that we had one of the ideologies of UN Agenda 21 is to build a glut of these condos. Basically, they're high-density, small condominiums developments in the center of every town, and so much of our dollars went into subsidizing these things, and they're now sitting vacant or partially constructed, holes in the ground all over the United States, areas where buildings are having to be bulldozed because there's no money for services to them. And this is this was part of the plan. This is all, unfortunately, part of the plan to set energy consumption goals to pre-1985 levels and penalize manufacturing, to allow unregulated immigration in order to lower standards of living and drain our local resources. This is what Agenda 21 is.
Yeah. The 30 to 40 million illegal aliens in this country aren't in this country by mistake. There's a design behind not securing our borders, not enforcing our immigration laws. There's a big design. That is by design. It's just not by accident that they didn't do these things. It's not just because our government screws up. They intentionally didn't do them because it's part of the game plan. Borders are unfair. They are unjust as far as these globalists are concerned. They're not interested in sovereign nations. They are not interested in borders. They are interested in setting up and creating a one-world government. And therefore, they want free flow of people, and they want to take our economy down. And how to do that? You overwhelm it with all kinds of people collecting all kinds of social service program dollars. And that's what we've got going on in this country today.
Mm-hmm. And this is communitarianism, which is a term that a lot of people will have never heard before. And it's very important to understand what communitarianism is, which is to balance the rights of the individual against the rights of the community. Now, our Constitution guarantees individual rights. and does not talk about the rights. There are no rights of the community. But in communitarianism, there are rights of the community that trump the rights of the individual. And this is what you're seeing now, is that your own rights, your individual right to privacy, to private property rights, to freedom of speech, are being denied you because they do not, in the eyes of United Nations Agenda 21, they do not serve the community, and that is the world global community. And this is why you need to be concerned, because we are the United States of America. We have a Constitution, a Bill of Rights, founded on individual rights and freedoms, and we need to protect that.
Yeah, we really do. It is under assault. They've got an Uzi, and they are using it against us. And so we need to load our guns with the ammunition of knowledge, and we need to get that out there to everybody who's listening. If you're listening, tell your neighbor, tell your other neighbor, tell everybody that you run across. Go to our websites, go to Rosa Corey's website, Democrats Against UN Agenda, and the number 21.com, or Santa Rosa Neighborhood Coalition.com. Arm yourself with information. That's what people have to do. They have to become aware. They have to fight. They have to get in the fight.
And I'll say that I don't just have an internet presence. We do have a presence here, a physical presence in Santa Rosa, California, and we had a victory last night. We've been fighting a bicycle boulevard for 18 months, and it's been a hell of a fight. And our community, the neighbors here have not wanted it. They wanted to close the street off, basically made it so dangerous that no one, bicyclists, pedestrians, or vehicle drivers wanted to be on it, and it was all for an ideology, and basically it's a United Nations Agenda 21 ideology that says that you've got to get out of your car. And we fought that. We fought it hard for the last year and a half, and we won last night, and it's not often that you win these things, and we're proud to say that we are aware that it was a United Nations Agenda 21 sponsored project, and we won.
Oh, that's excellent.
And I want to encourage people across the nation to stand up, become aware, recognize what's going on, stand, you know, if you can't find anyone to help you or stand with you, then do it on your own. And you won't be alone for long, because people are waking up.
Well, you know, Rosa, we've only got a minute or two left, but everybody that's listening, even if you feel like you're all alone, go to these websites, go to Rosa's websites. I'm going to give them to you again. It's Democrats Against UN Agenda 21, that's the number 21.com, and Santa Rosa Neighborhood Coalition.com. Go to those websites. She's got a ton of information. Go to my website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. There's a ton of information. The guests I've had on for the last couple months, go to their websites. You need to find out this information. You're not alone. And once you start to find out this information, you're going to find other people around your neighborhood who will join you in this fight. You're going to be able to find another fellow fighter, or two, or 10, or 20, who are going to get in the fight with you. So you are not truly alone. There are more of us than there are of them. Listen, Rosa, I've only got about a minute or so. Is there anything else you'd like to say quickly before we have to end for the night?
Well, I want to encourage everybody. We have the Post Sustainability Institute, which is a 501c4 nonprofit organization, and what we do is we're established to educate people to the impacts that UN Agenda 21 and communitarianism have on their liberty. And I want to encourage you, if you can hear this, if you're thinking about this, take heart. Because we are doing this together. We're Americans, and we are going to take our country back together, and we can do it.
Rosa, thanks so much for being on my show tonight. I really appreciate it. Everybody, we have been speaking with Rosa Corey. She is from Democrats Against UN Agenda 21.com and the Santa Rosa Neighborhood Coalition.com. Please go to her websites, check them out. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Hey, everybody, you got to keep your chin up. I'll be back on Friday at 5 o'clock and, of course, on Sunday at noon on micro1650am.com every day, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Net Talk World and Talk Stream Live. And, of course, you know I love to go to Oz, everybody, because, hey, somewhere over the rainbow is a wonderful place to be. Keep your chin up, everybody. Better days are coming. There are people in the world like Rosa. So, hey, we have hope. Take care, everybody.
Over the rainbow, eyes on you, and the dreams that you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind. Melt like lemon drops away above the chimney.